Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Christian Javier's on the mound tonight for the Astros. Ethan Petko makes his debut tomorrow, big league debut. So this little uncertainty with the Astros starting rotation and how bad they are, blah, 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 blah. You don't trust anybody. Even Hunter Brown's walking multiple people. Oh, I should have done that on my graphic. Anyways, I did a graphic today, Joe, on Twitter at Jeremy Branham, on TikTok at Jeremy J. Branham. This is my ranking. Top 15 starting pitchers in the Astro organization I trust most to start a game right now.
Okay.
Do you wanna guess where I have Christian Javier, who starts tonight?
I don't remember the list.
Okay.
I did look at it.
Okay.
Because there was guys I didn't recognize.
Okay. Same.
So and also I know me. There was minor leaguers in front of him. So I'm going to go 8.
There are minor leaguers in front of him. Yeah, Christian Javier had 8. I had 8. There, he is behind, I guess, technically 3 minor leaguers as of right now.
Okay.
So number 1, I still have Hunter Brown. The people are in my comments saying it shouldn't be Hunter Brown. It should be Peter Lambert. It's just I trust Hunter Brown's stuff more, you know?
There's still a peak guy who finished top 3 in Cy Young last year who's going to get a massive contract at some point. It's going to click one of these starts and then just be good the rest.
And it has. Like, he's had some clicking starts where he's really – I mean, his roof is his ceiling, you know? Lambert's roof ceiling is not as high as Hunter Brown's roof ceiling.
And even when Hunter Brown's not been at his best, like in his last start, his just flat-out box score is still better than Lambert.
He's still – yeah, I mean, Lambert can still grind you. 2 runs over 5 innings, too. Yeah. But I just – give me Hunter Brown. Like, if it was Game 7 of the World Series, who do you want on the mound tomorrow? I would pick Hunter Brown over Peter Lambert because of the upside. Because of the upside that he has. Where, like, he can go out and dominate and win you a game. Peter Lambert's going to get you to the 7th with a chance. That's the difference in my opinion. But I did have Lambert, too. I think the conversation starts at number 3. I still have Hayden Wesneski. Now – this isn't like a huge compliment. This is more the sad state of affairs that is the Houston Astros starting rotation and the pipeline of the system. So I would still have Hayden Wesneski at 3.
Okay.
Although I don't feel great about it.
I don't either.
Any objection to Wesneski being 3?
Part of me.
Gun to your head. Your life is on the line. Hunter Brown's not available. Peter Lambert isn't available.
Wesneski.
Everybody else is available. Who would you pick?
Wesneski.
I think that's where I landed.
If my life's not on the line?
It is, though.
Because Imai's like playing Russian roulette, but half the chambers are full. Because you never know with Imai.
I don't think anybody's ever called Imai Russian.
Because like part of me wants to say Imai.
His
because
ceiling is
so high.
He can go out and win you
a
game.
The floor is so low.
But he goes out and wins you a game once every 10 starts.
I know.
So like the other 9 starts, it's like boom, you're dead. And not only are you boom or you're dead, but it's like a quick boom, you're dead. It's boom, you're dead after the first inning.
This is a quick death.
It is quick.
Yeah.
Which is good. I had Bryce Mayer 4th.
Why?
Because have we watched everybody else?
Yeah, but why is he in front of Petko?
He's got better stuff.
Okay.
He's got better stuff.
So why is he not coming up?
Well, he's a little bit younger. He hasn't been as seasoned. We might see him later. But he hasn't been as seasoned. Also, I don't think he was available. I do think they would have called Petko up before Mayer. I think Mayer's only had 1 or 2 AAA starts.
Okay.
Whereas Petko's been there the whole – like Petko's a year ahead of Mayer. But I think Mayer's stuff is better than Petko's. Like, Mayer might end up catching up to Petko this year, right? Like, Petko's getting his first start tonight. We might see Mayer in September.
Yeah.
So, like, he was a year separated from him, and he's quickly closed the gap. I think his stuff is better.
Okay, that makes sense.
I've heard better things.
Sure.
So, again, life on the line, you know?
Take the guy with the better stuff.
I'm going Mayer 4.
Okay.
Again, not a compliment.
This is brutal.
Sad state of affairs. Yeah. I have Petko 5.
Okay.
Who makes the start tomorrow. He's on the taxi squad. He's running around the dike right now. I have Tatsuya Imai at 6. Tatsuya Imai 6. I have Mike Burrows at 7. How could you have Burrows at 7? Haven't you watched him pitch all year? Yeah, I have, but I've also watched everybody else pitch all year. And apparently Burrows was being bothered by that nerve. He had nerve stuff going on.
Yeah, I think...
hopefully he was just a victim of the nerve and he got the nerve fixed. Maybe he could jump up to 3.
Yeah, I'm good with Burrows behind Imai right now because he gives you guaranteed more length in a start. But frankly, the results aren't that different. Like, they're really not. So, that's the only thing is, like, you know Burrows can grind through 6 versus Imai might get you 2 outs in a game. So, neither is a great option.
There is no, I mean, after 2, there's not a great option. And even two are kind of shaky. So Javier, 8. I have Ronel Blanco at 9. I have Jason Alexander at 10, who has not been good this year. I have Jackson Nizza.
No idea who this
guy
is.
He's one of the Astros' like top starting pitching prospects. Okay. Had a decent year. I think they just called him up at AAA a couple like weeks ago, maybe. I have Josh Hendrickson at 12. Also have no idea who he is.
Okay.
I have Shane Gillis' brother, Brett Gillis, at 13.
Okay.
I have Trey Dombrowski at 14.
All right.
And the only reason the next guy made the list is because I wanted to have him DFL. I wanted to put him dead last. He's not in the top 15, but I wanted him to make the graphic because I just wanted a graphic with him at the very bottom.
Yeah, you want to show how bad Ryan Brown is at his job.
Ryan Weiss, number 15. So where did I go wrong? This is sad. I didn't realize it was this depressing until I put this together.
Oh, this list is atrocious. I have one name on here that's not on this list.
You have a name? Oh, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say AJ Blue Ball.
I am.
I went with only pitchers who I deemed qualifiers.
Okay, I was just curious if you thought.
I did deliberate that idea. If you forced me to put him on the list, I'd put him third.
Yeah.
Which begs the question, why not give it a shot?
I don't know. They must not like his stuff really as a starter. That's the only explanation at this point in the season when you've had Ryan Weiss. And where's Dung on this list? Is he hurt?
I don't consider him a starter.
Okay. He has started games, though.
He has, but he's not starting in the minors. And he hasn't been great in AAA.
Like, I'd rather see Blue Ball just get a shot at it.
I mean, the upside's there, at least.
I think. And so, like, even at the start of it, it's like, okay, he can only give you 3 innings.
Right?
But you can stretch him out at this point in the season. And if you were in an emergency break glass situation, you could also still use him on short rest out of the bullpen if you absolutely needed him to.
Yeah. I don't get why they haven't extended him.
They just don't, I think that they don't like him that much as a starter. Or they value him that much as a reliever, I guess.
But he's just a long guy.
I know. Like
he's a guy who comes in when they need someone to fill 3 innings. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Frankly, that maybe they don't love him as a starter, but they love Imai. They love Burrows. They love Javier. They love Blanco.
That's what I find so interesting about Blue Ball is that we had those reports from Chandler that teams were calling about him.
And then you don't trade him.
And they don't trade him. So it's like, okay, you kept a long relief guy? They must have some long-term plan for him still.
Maybe it's this year you're a bullpen guy, and then we'll stretch you out in the offseason, spring.
I mean, it could be game 3 of a wild card. He's your starter.
And it's
a bullpen game.
I hear you. I don't disagree with you. I don't want that to be the first time he's doing it.
No, they needed to do it before.
Yeah.
Which we can't be that far away from doing.
Like no
one wants to see Javier tonight on the mound.
No one. Which hopefully he shoves and sticks it up everybody's tail.
Here's the thing.
Where would Eric Geddy be on this list?
On Javier, I won't care.
You won't care if Javier pitches poorly?
No, if he shoves tonight. I won't believe it.
Well, I want him to pitch well because I like wins.
No, I do too, but like I'm not going to like skyrocket Javier to third on this list if he's good tonight.
Oh, I hear you.
He would need like three starts in a row for me to believe in him.
It's fool's gold.
Where would I put Eric Geddy on this list?
Where would you have Eric Geddy on this list?
I would have him between Imai and Burrows.
So where do you stand on the trade on August 18th?
It's fine.
Wow.
Like, I don't think Eric Geddy's that special. He's just a dude. He had the best month of his entire career. Probably this year. I know there's this weird foot thing where his skin's like building up and it sounds super gross and it feels like he has a rocking issue.
Yeah.
He walks too many guys. Like it was going to blow up eventually. So I'm fine with it. Varsho has been good enough defensively. We've seen some.
Yeah, but Myers can give you defense.
Yeah, the bat's better with Varsho.
Is it? Because Dalton Varsho as a Houston Astro, this is a small sample.
This is an eye test thing.
50 plate appearances,
I know,
Joe.
It's bad.
Is slashing .136, .240, .205.
I know.
That is good for a .445 OPS, a 28 OPS plus. Do you want to give me Jake? You want me to tell you Jake Myers OPS plus on the year? 67. Jake Myers OPS as an Astro is way better than Dalton Varsho's, and the defense there's similar.
It's an eye test.
Okay.
It feels like the ball leaves the bat faster when Varsho hits it than when Jake Myers hits it.
I trust Varsho more than I would Myers as well.
Yeah.
But the production
the production is comically
not
bad.
There. And hopefully, I mean, you know, it comes around. Even if you just went the season, like okay, Dalton Varsho the entire year. Let's not just do the last 50 plate appearances with the Houston Astros. Dalton Varsho's OPS plus the entire season is 80, which is better than Jake Myers at 67.
Mm-hmm.
But is that a big enough delta to lose 3.5 years of Spencer Urquidy.
No. Probably not, but I still.
And I'm with you.
It's fine.
I think Urquidy's just a guy, too.
Yeah.
But is Dalton Varsho in this half a year going to out-war Spencer Urquidy over 3.5?
Can I throw another name at you?
To be on my list?
Yeah.
Sure.
You can get him right now.
Lance McCullers?
Yeah.
No. No.
Stop visiting Chicago. I saw that on his Instagram.
Well, he was DFA'd, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Just come on back, Lance.
I think it's over.
No.
Bring him back. What do you mean no?
Bring him back. Run it back one more time.
I think it would have been done.
Bring the boys. Correa's back. McCullers is back.
I would put McCullers.
Run it back one more time.
Best case scenario, 10.
No, I would put him in front of Javier and Blanco.
Rather him be getting starts right now than Christian Javier?
Absolutely, man.
Why?
Because there was like 2 or 3 good McCullers starts this year.
I can't believe you're clamoring for Lance McCullers. It is 6.55 ERA.
Look, man, that's how bad it is.
It is bad. It is very bad. And when you put it to paper,
it looks even worse. It looks even worse.
Junkie just spit out my coffee. Emi being Russian. You're not. You didn't spit out your coffee. Don't believe it. Is Javier starting because there's no one else, or does Joe and Dana think he's going to magically find it? There's no one else. Mm-hmm. It's attrition at this point. I don't think there's a major divide between Christian Javier starting baseball games for the Astros and being DFA'd. I think the line is razor thin. Junkie, no blue ball. I don't consider him a starter because they don't consider him a starter. Where would McCullers be on the list? If Jackson is a good pitcher, can we call him my... Nope. Who's back in the baseball card wins, Varsho or Myers? Varsho's back in the baseball card wins. Pete, I'd rather have Spaghetti's arm in the rotation or pin than the Shockmaster in center field. That's good recall, Pete. Tip your cap on that one. All right, 713-780-3776. What do you think about that power rank? How many Astros starters do you trust? Also, what's your Astros playoff bet right now? Make it, miss it, win the West, or 2-seed? You have to make a call. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN at 97.5.
Used vehicle leasing. Most people don't realize you can lease used vehicles. At D&M Leasing, they offer the ultimate used car leasing program, the Easy Lease. You can drive a high-quality, pre-owned vehicle with a much lower monthly payment than traditional financing with a used car Easy Lease at D&M. Everyone knows new vehicles take a huge depreciation hit right as they leave the lot. So let someone else take that initial hit for you, and you get to save big. Enjoy flexibility, lower cost, and upgrade into something newer every few years. Your dedicated D&M agent handles all the details, paperwork, and even that home delivery, or to your office as well. They'll take your trade-in. Discover a better way to drive. Used car leasing at D&M Leasing. Call D&M today at 713-290-1000 or visit them online at dmautoleasing.com. That's 713-290-1000 or online at dmautoleasing.com. And tell them Joe George from ESPN 97.5 sent you by.
It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
713-780-ESPN, Jeremy and Joe on this Tuesday afternoon. So what's your best bet here? The Astros make the playoffs, miss the playoffs, win the American League West, or actually make it to the 2-seed. In the American League. You have the odds on these. Huh?
Before I tell you the odds,
okay,
what would you bet if they were all equal?
If they were all equal?
Yeah.
I mean, make it and win the West feel the same.
I guess the make the playoffs one kind of goes away in this one. So it'd be miss, win the West, or get that first.
I would say win the West.
Okay. I think that's where I would be at too. I'm still tempted at this point because you've got a 4-game series with the White Sox starting on the 31st.
Uh-huh.
So you can really flip the narrative there in that series.
And turn the game upside
series
down.
Series is here. So you win that series 3-1, you're the 2-seed.
Let me guess the odds here.
Okay.
So make it. So that's the Astros to make the playoffs. I'll put the Astros to make the playoffs at minus 180.
Higher.
The odds are higher?
Yeah.
Which way?
They're
minus 210?
More.
Minus 250?
240.
Wow.
Because right now...
I would not bet that.
So Yeah, I know. Because well, right now, the last wild card team is, well, there's a three-way tie between the Orioles, the Rangers, and the Tigers. They're all at 61 and 64.
Okay.
So in theory, the Astros have a two-game lead there on those teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At this point. So there's that third wild card, like they're kind of protected in that way. That's why it's minus 240.
Win the West, I'll put it minus 150.
Minus 165.
Okay. So you said they were minus 240 to make it?
Yes.
So to miss it, they're probably plus 250?
It's actually lower than that.
Plus 220? What is it?
Plus 188.
See, I don't like the value there.
I don't like the value there either.
It feels like the VIG there's...
Yeah, I agree.
So to miss the playoffs is plus 188?
Yes.
And to make it is minus 240, you said?
Yes.
That's too big a gap.
So I think that's why it's the miss versus the West. It's interesting. Like, that's more similar. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, I guess it's because in theory you're probably thinking, okay, if you're these books, is, well, the Rangers are probably the team that's most likely to catch them in the West right now, right? That would mean the Astros would also probably fall below 500, and then you have the Tigers and the Orioles. But I don't know. I thought it was going to be bigger, too, to miss the playoffs. I thought it was going to be, like, 250. I thought it was going to be the same going in both directions.
First round bye. And then first round bye.
2.5 games back right now, I believe.
I'll just put that at plus 200.
Plus 240.
That might be the best value on the board.
It is. They're 2.5 games back of the White Sox.
I don't like the value on any of the other ones.
No. I was surprised when I looked at it. I thought they were going to be much closer to, honestly, even money, most of it. Like, I did not think to make the playoffs, the Astros would be minus 240 on this book.
I don't like that number.
They're a game above 500.
If you force me into one of those bets, I would bet Astros to be the 2 seed.
Yes.
That's, I think, also it's the only bet to make. You said to miss the playoffs was what?
Plus 188.
I mean, that's not great value considering the other odds, unless you just want to place an emotional hedge.
Yeah, which I'm not a huge fan of.
I like doing the emotional hedges.
I just can't do it.
It's good for my mental health.
I just don't bet on them.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Junkie says, did Jason Alexander die? No, he's alive. He's alive and kicking. Is there any chance he gets called up? I think there's a better chance he's off the 40-man tomorrow than get called up. He had a great Foyet for 6 weeks last year. He has not been good this year, though. Like, Alexander, the few times he's been as a Houston Astro, got shelled.
But.
And his minor league numbers are not good.
But. It wasn't the summer.
That's true.
So it was not the summer of George.
Well, his minor league numbers have been the summer.
Well, maybe the summer of George only happens in the majors.
9.33 ERA in 4 games as an Astro this year.
That's very bad.
In the minors, it's 450.
That's also very bad.
I mean, it's better than his major league numbers, but
it's triple A.
It's triple A.
Yeah.
It should be a level that he's actually dominating. Now, it has gotten better, it looks like. His last start, 1 run, 6 innings, 2 starts prior, 3 runs, 4 innings, 1 run, 4 innings, 4 shutout innings. I mean, looks like he missed a lot of games between June 9th and July 23rd. Yeah, he must have been hurt. So June 9th, he gave up 5 runs and 4 innings and then did not pitch again until July 23rd for their, looks like for their Florida Gulf Coast team. So he went down to the minor league complex, the spring training complex, and pitched a rehab there on the 23rd. He's actually been way better since the recovery. Who cares what he did in the F League, right?
Yeah.
But since then, 3 starts since his return from injury, 1 run, 4 innings, 3 run, 4 innings, not great. That was in Albuquerque, though. Ball travels there. And then 1 run, 6 innings.
So, Jason Alexander, higher on the list?
Maybe.
Just bump him up a little bit.
So, now that I've seen his game log since injury, I don't think that you would, because the Astros have to make a move for Petco tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They have to put him on the 40-man. So, like, who is getting the cut? I think there's 3 options. You could do Mike Burrow's 60-day IL, mm-hmm. which that would make him eligible to return early September. So that's an option, right? Like, mm-hmm. okay, well, we don't think we'll – but I also think there's a chance they bring him up prior to early September.
I would agree to that.
So that makes me think they won't 60-day him. I think it's on the table. I think it's something they would consider. I ultimately think they won't do that. Could, don't think they will. So now you'd either have to DFA, you have to DFA somebody to clear space on the 40. I think there are 3 options to DFA. 2 of them are pitchers. 1 of them is a catcher. Colin Price,
okay.
which I don't think they would want to do because usually you want to keep 3 catchers on your 40-man roster. But whatever, you have Salazar down there. Like
he came back?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, whatever. Like, I don't think Colin Price is like, oh, you're – plus, I don't think anybody would claim Colin Price.
No, he'd just be back in your organization.
So, I don't think there's any danger in DFAing Colin Price. The other two options would be Jason Alexander, mm-hmm. who maybe they, you know, found something with this injury here and they think he's better. So, maybe that's not an option. And then the other one would be Logan Van Wy.
Okay.
So, I think one of those four things will have to happen tomorrow in order for Petco to be placed in the 40. A Burrow 60-day, and then – if you don't do that, DFA, one of the three guys I mentioned. Colin Price.
Is Weiss already off the 40 man?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
He long gone. Nobody claimed him either.
Javier?
I don't think they would do that. I don't think they would do that. He would have to get absolutely shelled.
That's implied.
It is.
Unfortunately.
But even then, I don't think they would do it. $18 million on the hook next year?
No, they... Because they'll probably just, like, I kind of envision Javier being told of, hey, we don't know when baseball's coming back, but when it does, be ready to pitch an inning a day and be a bullpen guy. Like, I don't envision Christian Javier being stretched out next season and getting another shot to be a starter.
I think he's going to be DFA'd before his contract's up. I just don't think it's going to be this soon.
Maybe we'll get an amnesty clause.
That'd be funny.
Like we did in the NBA a couple years ago. The Dodgers will be amnestying Kyle Tucker, and the Astros will be amnestying Christian Javier.
Bring Tucker back. You trade a bad contract for you wouldn't bring Tucker back?
Depends on what he wants.
Yeah, I'm in on a sweetheart deal. Maybe not even sweetheart. Maybe a fair market value. Like just not long term.
Like 1 year, 25.
I would kill
30.
For Kyle Tucker back. You kidding me?
I think he's cooked, man.
No.
I think he's broken.
His road numbers are just fine.
I think he's broken.
No, his road numbers are just fine. Come back to a place you're familiar at with no pressure. He'd be just fine.
There would be no pressure.
He'd be just fine.
Was he playing in left? Cam Smith in right?
Yeah, why not?
Or Cam Smith in center?
Move Cam to center.
Yeah, Tucker in right?
Why not?
All right. World Series 2028.
Or even if you have to play Tucker in left, that's fine. You don't have a left fielder.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tucker can play left.
Yeah.
Cam in right, and you find a center fielder. Although I wouldn't hate if it was Cam. We're comparing poop to poop with your starting pitcher trust list. I know. My best case scenario for the Astros is to win the bum booty AL West, then get the... Yankees in the first round and sweep them one more time for old time's sake.
Well, they will not get the Yankees. In the
then
first
I don't
round.
Care what happens. It's football time, Jen Cipollo. Someone let us know that it was 420. Heather, win the West. I want this added to the CBA. 3 seed gets to choose their wild card opponent in 2023. I think we advance versus Kansas City. They'll never do that because they're soft.
They're also just going to, I mean, this year it's going to work out in their favor.
Will your sweat of the day include Little League World Series bets? Saw a tweet about their odds, but I think if you try to bet the Little League World Series, your phone should transfer you to gambling addiction hotline.
We will not.
Why? You're anti-betting on Little League sports?
Yes.
Why?
It's Little League sports.
It's on TV.
Don't care. Shouldn't be.
Agree with that, but if it's on TV, why can't we bet it?
Pass.
I have no issue with the betting of Little League World Series. I don't watch it. I think it's weird to watch it.
You're going to give us some scouting reports?
Well, that's ChatGPT.
Because typically, like, when you send, like today. Well, today I was actually.
You were on it.
Because I knew who Coco Gauff was. You actually sent a name. I was like, I know that one. Normally, you send, like, a golf bet. I'm like, I don't know any of these people. Or any tennis bets. Or soccer teams. So, Little League World Series? I don't know.
We might have no choice. Team Taipei versus Team Canada. Might have to happen.
Take Taipei. Taipei minus 1.5.
They are really good this year.
Good to know.
I don't know that. I hate Little League World Series. I think it's so dumb. They don't even play real baseball. They can't even lead off.
It's not sports. It's not real baseball.
When are you going to put together the Fantasy Football League? Haven't seen anything yet. Hopefully I'm in. We're working on it.
I'll send out an email tonight.
Jason Alexander's best performance was on Seinfeld. I preferred him on Curb. Maybe it's time for a new pitching coach. What do you mean it's time for a new pitching coach? Did you not see the names on this list? How could you say it's on the pitching coach when your third best starter is Hayden Wesneski? When your fifth best starter, your fourth and fifth best starters are guys who haven't even made their debut. When 6 through 10 is Emi Burrows, Javier Blanco, and Jason Alexander, how do you blame that on the pitching coach?
It's not. You can't.
It's like trying to win in poker with 7 deuce offsuit.
Yeah, you can't blame the hitting coach.
What do you
coach.
Mean the
you can't
hitting
blame
coach?
The pitching coach. You probably shouldn't even really blame Espada, honestly. I just think it's going to be back.
To me, it's the principle of Espada's
no,
decision.
No, agreed.
Plus,
like,
I don't see him as like this wonderful leader.
Like the hitting coach and the pitching coach, they're not at fault for why the Astros are a game above 500. This lineup is atrocious for half of it.
It's kind of a bad roster.
Yes. Yes. That's just being honest. The pitching staff, like...
It's a bad roster. You get carried by a few really good players.
Like, don't you have to give the pitching coach credit, honestly?
I think so.
Because of Peter Lambert. Because, I mean, look at... Like, look at how broken Brian Abreu was, and they've gotten him turned around.
Hader's been dominant.
Hader's been dominant.
The bullpen went from one of the worst bullpens in baseball, one of the best bullpens in baseball.
Yeah, you got guys you can trust. You're getting probably the best version of De Los Santos. Blue Ball's been good in the bullpen. Like, I would love to say it's a coaching problem. That's why the Astros are in the position they are today. It's not. It's a roster problem.
It's because half of your pitchers are a big piling...
turds.
And it's like steam out of it.
It's like the turd from the Jurassic Park.
It's like taking a turd in the middle of the Houston afternoon this summer.
It's hot.
Yeah, that's how bad half of this pitching staff is. And you fire the pitching coach?
Yeah,
how is he going to get that turd to get
out?
It's
so much better when you're not being a
That's a cheap
turd.
Shot. That's a stray, AJ. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Let's cash them or trash them. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. I'm cashing that you should get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort the next time you want to take a few days off of work. Or maybe you're like our Twitch chat. You don't work. You have plenty of time to go out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Two Creeks Crossing Resort is awesome. It is awesome, and it's only 90 minutes from Houston. You can get there without having to drive too far. The Twitchers, they don't have vehicles. They can walk there. It's that close. It's only an hour and a half from Houston. You can escape the city without going too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. You're going to be hiking there 92 acres of green spaces in no time. It is great out there. Explore. Take a look at some of the wildlife you don't get to see in the city. Huge, majestic trees that you don't really get to see around town because it's a concrete jungle here. Not at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. And they also have some of the best fishing in Texas. They have the two creeks alongside their property. It's great. Good fishing, catch some really big old fish. And they also have a catch and release pond in the middle of the property, which is a great way to teach the kiddos how to fish. The new water park, kids are going to love the water park. It's awesome. Blue Bayou Bend's been open for a few months. Great reviews. They have the lazy river around it as well. In fact, they're having a neon night float at the end of the month. That's how cool it is. Glamping, waterfront cabins. They have a tree house. You have an RV, we'll pull up the RV. They have RV hookup spots just for you. Food trucks, live music, Southern hospitality there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. You're going to love it. So why are you waiting? Do not wait anymore. Book your stay at twocreekscrossingresort.com and get a little getaway in your life at twocreekscrossingresort.com.
Prepare for overreaction on my mark.
It's that time of the week where overreactions are welcome.
They say Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, but he never fought Cassius Clay. What was he afraid of? Boom! Hot take!
It's cash 'em.
That is so good, but that's exactly right.
Or trash 'em.
This is your hot take.
Seems like an overreaction.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Cash 'em or trash 'em with Jeremy and Joe. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? 713-780-ESPN. Joe, what do you got?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers finished below 500 this year. Saw Baker talking about this today.
Baker, I heard him talking up Kenny Gainwell.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which I like him on. I like him on DraftKings, not as much on Underdog, because DraftKings does full point PPR and Underdog does half point PPR. I'm buying time to pull up my grid. So you said the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be under 500.
Yep.
I'm going to... They play 17 games now?
Yeah. So 8-9.
My grid has them at 8.5 wins.
Well...
I'll cash it. Let's just cash it. I could see them going 8-9. Like, Baker's, like, the final year. What if he gets hurt? Who's their backup? Doesn't it just feel...
I feel like we're headed for a reboot.
It feels like they're going to have a huge reboot. I think Bowles is going to be gone. I think Baker's going to be gone.
Yes.
Evans is gone now. Vita Vea. Forgot about him. Great point.
Like, he wants out.
I feel like Tampa Bay is about to go into a... I would even go as far to say a rebuild instead of a reboot.
Yeah.
And they were under 500 last year.
Yeah.
Now, Baker was hurt, all that. Weak division, I get. But They were under 500 in a weak division last year. Is the division worse this year or last year?
Yeah, I think it's time for.
I'm with you. I'm actually going to cash it
because like you have like and like long term, you still have some good pieces, right? You have Bucky. You have Emeka Egbuku, or whatever Gronk said. You have
Jalen McMillan's okay.
Yeah, you have a couple pieces on defense that are younger still. So go get a quarterback and go get a new coach.
I think they're going to fall. I think they should do it even if they go 9-8. But I do. I'm with you. I think they're. It feels like they're going to be. I feel like they're stuck in NFL purgatory.
Yes, they're.
That entire division feels like they're stuck in NFL purgatory, though.
They do. Doesn't feel like anyone's ready to take the leap in that division. Like I know people like the Saints this year. They've been kind of like the sexy pick to win that division. They're all the same. Like it feels like they all need to reboot. I actually think the team in the best position, honestly, long term, it's still. It probably isn't. I think it's Atlanta. They've got a coach who's won Coach of the Year twice. They've got a top two running back in the NFL. They've got a legit wide receiver, one in Drake London. They've got a legit guy in Kyle Pitts. Just draft a quarterback this year.
They have some dudes.
Yeah, like I kind of like where Atlanta's at.
They have some, and they have a coach who's a two-time NFL Coach of the Year.
What's wrong with that? You scoffed at me. You Nick Casero'd me.
With what?
You scoffed.
When did I scoff?
You laughed when I said two-time Coach of the Year.
I was laughing at this text.
Oh, okay.
They were talking about our Little League baseball. It says type A. I prefer type B. That's why I scoffed. It had nothing to do with you. It had to do with that terrible joke. You know what comes before part B, Joe?
Part A.
Part A. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Cam Smith will hit 25 homers if there's a full baseball season next year.
Cash.
All right. Thanks. He's got 16 now. He might stumble into 20 this year.
Yeah, I think 25's.
I think he's going to hit 25 next year.
Swing adjustments and everything.
I kind of like his development. I just wish this was his rookie year.
Yeah.
It's kind of my only beef.
Yeah. It'd be a lot better if this was his rookie year, but year three next year.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's where the jump comes.
AJ, do you have a cash him or trash him? Putting you on the spot. That's what I like to do to people.
Okay. Baker Mayfield will be the starting quarterback for the Texans in 2027.
I trash it.
Cash it.
I think it's going to be so hard.
Cash that.
I think it's pretty heavy. If you had a Vegas handicap on this, CJ Stroud would probably be minus 500.
Probably. Yeah. But
Baker would be like plus 450.
I'm going to take the long odds. I'm going to take Baker.
All right.
I don't want to bet on it.
I wouldn't give you the odds.
I'm not doing it.
Any other ones that you have?
No.
Logan Hughes, Astros first-round draft pick this year out of the great Texas Tech. He will be Christian Walker's replacement.
Immediate replacement, or is he going to be the guy that replaces the guy?
The next time there's a full-time first baseman that's not named Christian Walker, it's going to be Logan Hughes.
I'm going to trash it.
Trash.
Okay.
Only because I don't think he starts game one of the 2027 season on the roster.
I believe he will.
Really?
I do.
Think Danny Brown's the GM then?
I don't think he has to be.
Okay.
They don't have another first baseman in the system, really. Christian Walker is signed through next year. Logan Hughes is like a high-level college bat, right? So those guys don't take a whole lot of time. In fact, Cam Smith was a half season. If Logan Hughes was Cam Smith, he'd start next year on the opening day roster.
Let's bring him up now.
So he's going to go a full year after Cam Smith.
Yeah.
And he's already like crushing single-A pitching.
Okay.
I think he'll start next year in double-A. I think he'll get promoted to Sugarland before the end of the season.
Okay.
And then I think he is your opening day first baseman in 2028.
Wow. So I'm thinking 27. That's why.
Christian Walker's under contract next year.
I think they find a way out of it.
I think they missed their opportunity.
Even if they have to pay for it. A majority of it.
I think they would just keep him at that point.
He stinks.
He's good with the glove. His numbers are going to look fine.
They can. Yeah, I mean, there's so many spots in the roster they can improve that maybe.
And then you have to go find another first baseman. I think they're just going to keep Walker next year. Not that I love it. They should have gotten out of it at the deadline. Plus, you have to go find somebody.
Let's just bring this kid up in September.
Let's not Cam Smith him, John.
Why not?
Because look what it did to Cam Smith. It stunted his growth.
It's 1 month.
It might have ruined him still.
Send him. He can play in the minors next year. Just make him your 27th.
No. Team. You start the clock? No. Why? What are you wanting to do that for?
I don't know.
You're talking nonsense.
Guys come up fast now.
Not that fast.
We've seen it before.
Not often.
No, it's mostly pitchers.
Yeah, I think the Angels do it with some of their guys, like Shawnewell.
Yeah, they brought him up really
short
fast.
Neto, they brought up real
quick. I think Shawnewell they brought up that first year.
Yeah, I think so.
Which was crazy. I think he was drafted in, like, was in the big leagues 2 months later.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah, you don't see. They are up faster than they used to be. Although, the back, like, way back in the day, they wouldn't even go to the farm. Like, Dave Winfield never played a minor league game. Straight up. Rangers ruined old David Clyde that way.
Do you think if we, let's say Major League Baseball gets their way.
Yeah.
5-round draft.
What? That's not what they want.
Isn't it?
No.
I thought it was like they only wanted to cut down to 5 rounds.
I think it's like 15.
Was it 15?
It's not 5.
I thought I saw 5.
No way.
Okay, if they cut it down to 15. Do you think we could see if they changed the minor league system a lot?
12.
12, okay. If they change the rules with college where guys have to stay longer, right, is also what they proposed.
What do you mean?
Like, isn't it just like guys have to play college baseball first? One of the things they proposed? That they can't, like, they're not taking high school players anymore?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, there's no more high school.
So if they get rid of the high school thing, do you think we see collectively guys come up faster?
Yeah.
Because it kind of limit your farm system a little bit. You probably lose a level eventually. Maybe not right away.
I mean, I still think the college guys will come up at the same pace as normal college guys, like now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're going to see, like, Cam Smith
become like,
yeah,
more
I think
common.
Yeah, I think you're still going to have a year, year and a half in the system.
Okay.
Not you, but the high schoolers are going to, like, lessen the average, you know? Because you're not drafting a high school kid and then, you know, calling them up in a year. Like, those guys get seasoned for a while. Now, if you don't have any high school kids, like, the average draft prospect or draft guy is getting called up bigger. It's because there's no more high school guys. It's not because they're getting called up faster. It's because you're skewing the average.
Yeah.
Seth Walder. Cornerback Kamari Lassiter will earn more first-team All-Pro honors than cornerback Derek Stingley Jr. between 2027 and 2029. Both corners are amazing, but Lassiter's more underrated, which I don't understand that last sentence. What does that have anything to do with more first-team All-Pro honors over the next 3 years? Because he's more underrated, he's more likely to get more All-Pro honors? That's actually a contradiction.
Yes.
But let's just pay attention to that first sentence. Lassiter will earn more first-team All-Pro honors than Stingley between 2027 and 2029, so beginning next year.
I am going to trash that.
Trash.
I'm going to cash it, but I think it's like 1-0.
Yeah, like it's very, very tight. Like, I think Stingley just edges him out still, but I'll go Stingley.
Okay. All right. Here's a prediction on David Montgomery from Fantasy Life, Matthew Berry. You're going to look up, and David Montgomery is going to have 250 to 300 touches this year.
Wow. That's a lot. I'm going to trash it. I think Woody Marks is more involved than that. I don't think he hits that number.
Yeah, I think Woody's going to be kind of involved.
What was the number, 250 to 300?
250 to 300. Has he ever done it in his career? Most touches he's ever... Well, 247 his second year. That's only in carries. He had 54 catches. He actually touched it 300 times in 2020.
Yeah, and then...
He had over 250 his rookie year. Last year was nowhere close.
He had his first 3 years in the NFL.
And then he went to Detroit.
His last year in Chicago, he's at 235.
So does he get back there? 250?
I'm going to say no.
250 touches?
No. I think it's similar. I think that first year in Detroit where he had 185 rushing attempts and 36 receptions, that's probably similar to what it looks like now when Gibbs wasn't the focal point. Now, he only played in 14 games that season, so I guess maybe if he stays healthy, he gets there by that math. But he hasn't done that as a starter since 2022. Played in 16 or 17 games.
I don't think the Texans want him to do that.
No, I think they want to have a good balance.
I don't know if that's what you should be doing to your 29-year-old running back. You know?
Yeah, probably not.
Like, I want him to be ready to go in the playoffs. I don't want him to be, like, limping and beaten down going into the postseason.
Yeah,
I think it'd be bad for the Texans.
I struggle to see him getting that many touches.
He did say today how they're trying to tap into his dual threatness, be a better back.
Wildcat?
Better back catching the football. He says he knows he can do it. Which, I mean, he did have 54 catches his second year in the league. That was just a long time ago.
That was a very long. This is, what, 2019?
20. Ben Johnson says the Chicago Bears head coaching job will be his last job.
Cash.
I'm going to trash it.
Trash.
I'm going to cash it.
Head coaches don't stay there forever.
Why would you leave when you win 5 Super Bowls?
Okay. Chicago's going to fire him eventually, and I think he's going to coach after they fire him.
You're probably right.
Now, he is a weird cat. He stayed in Detroit forever.
I was going to fantasy land this thing and say cash.
Okay. I'm going to trash that one. The Athletic Kenny Gainwell will outpoint Bucky Irving in 2026.
I like Kenny Gainwell, but I'm going to trash it. Because I still like Bucky a lot.
It might depend on the league settings.
If it's half point or full point.
Or standard.
Yeah.
Like, Kenny Gainwell is not beating Bucky in a standard, in my opinion. Half point, still not beating him, in my opinion. Full point PPR, maybe. Maybe. Baker Mayfield was raving about Kenny Gainwell today.
But you know what? When they took Bucky Irving, it felt like that was Rashad White's job very easily.
I mean, Rashad White does catch a lot of passes.
So, I'll still go Bucky as the top fantasy guy there.
Devon Witherspoon says the cornerback is the hardest job on the field outside of quarterback.
Trash.
Trash.
What position is?
I know based on the skill at the wide receiver is probably what he's saying of why it's so hard. I'll go safety.
Ooh, really?
Captain of the defense.
Not always.
A lot of times.
Sometimes it's the linebacker.
Yeah, I'm still going to safety.
Sometimes the safety just goes back into deep high safety and just play center field.
I'm going to go safety.
I wouldn't pick safety over corner.
But the safety play slot too, though.
I just don't think that's the same position anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've graduated from, like, the safety also playing the nickel. Like, so many teams play nickel, it's just a nickel back, you know? Like, there are some teams, like, okay, whenever we're in a 4-3, this guy's our safety. Mm-hmm. Whenever we go to nickel, he's going to bump to the nickel. We're going to bring on somebody else onto the field. Like, Jalen Petrie did that a bit last year when they had safety injuries. When they had safety injuries and they, like, they're in nickel 90% of the snaps, 95% of the snaps.
Like, most of the NFL is in nickel most of the time.
Right, right. Like, you get a nickel who's pretty good with the run. But some teams do that. That would be more challenging for sure. But then you're also giving them like preference and priority because they're now moving to corner, while at the same time saying safety's more sophisticated than corner. I don't know if I would say that. I would put center on the board.
I was thinking defense when he said it.
I would put center on the board. Center, you got to walk up there. You got to identify the mic. You got to be right on the mic.
Yes.
You got to be good with your coverage calls.
Yeah, I was thinking defense only. But
I would put corner up there. I think center. I'm sorry.
I mean, corner is probably the hardest from just a pure talent standpoint because this is the best probably collection of wide receivers we've ever seen, and it only seems to get better every single year.
But whenever I see hardest job, I think like a level of sophistication.
Yeah, that's why I hear it as just it's hard because guys are so good.
That's fine. Yeah, I'd be a little bit more open to that than like
if you're focusing on just like the one-on-one matchup, no X's and O's, stopping your guy in man coverage. Corner probably is the toughest.
Like, if you were a Deion Sanders coming out of college, but you had absolutely no IQ, could you go out there and play corner today? Yeah, mm-hmm. You could.
Follow this guy.
If you were Tyler Linderbaum, but you were as dumb as a rock, could you go out and play center today? I don't think you could. So I guess it is how you interpret this.
Yeah.
Definitely how you interpret. But it is hard to cover all the wide receivers nowadays in the NFL. 713-780-ESPN. Junkie says the Viper is the best roller coaster at Astroworld. No, trash. You know my answer to that.
You're trash.
Trolling. You're trolling. What? Oh. Cash or trash. Brandon looks like a sweet cherub on the YouTube commercial feed. Is that the one where it looks like I'm wearing lipstick? People think I'm wearing lipstick on that. It's not lipstick. It's chapstick. Get it right.
Oh, it does pop a little, but I see it.
Bad chapstick. Yeah. Does anyone at the station have a fishing license? Depending on the year, you go to academy, you get a fishing license. I do a little fishing from time to time.
I think you'd probably be the only one.
I would register. I used to register for the star thing. The star where you catch a tagged redfish, you can win like a truck. My dad would take me down to Galveston a lot. We'd fish for a lot of like reds and stuff.
Think Lance is a fisher?
I caught the Texas triple one time. I'm dead serious. Can you name the fish in the Texas triple?
No. I can't.
You want to give it a shot?
No, I don't.
These are all fish from the bay.
I don't want to try.
You don't want to try it all?
No, I don't.
What if I give you hints?
Okay.
One starts with an R. I literally just said it.
Redfish.
Okay. We won't use the word in front of it. We'll just say that it starts with a T.
No, I got it. Tilapia.
There's a tilapia? There's a Major League Baseball player.
Trout.
It's a speckled trout, but yeah, we'll give you trout. And then the other one's a flatfish that starts with an F. They look goofy.
Oh, yeah.
These are always funny to catch because they look really
flounder.
Weird. Yeah.
We got there.
There you go, Texas Triple. Right there.
Hey.
Look at you, outdoorsman.
I don't know how you find these things that just like Joe's weak spot. Found it.
What do you mean?
You just seem to find them.
You nailed it.
I know. It just took a while.
YouTube Keith, the AFC South will have two playoff teams.
Trash.
Trash.
I'm going to cash it. I'm in on Jacksonville.
I'm going to fade Jacksonville this year.
Okay.
Duval.
Do that at your own wish. Brett Ripon will be quarterback 3 the entire season.
I'll trash that.
Trash.
Sure. Cash trash. We didn't get any Cal McNair stuff today, did we?
I didn't see any of it.
Did they get canceled? What happened? Cal McNair just checked into the show. Sometimes I wear nothing but an apron and have Hannah call me Burger Meister.
Cash.
That's a great
did he
point.
Not have Cal's cookout today? What happened? Kyle Tucker's career will end like Rendon. Get the bag and dip. Interesting.
I'm going to trash it. I think there's a bounce back. I just don't think it's going to be with L.A.
I'm going to trash it, too.
Like, I think
trash.
I think you know what's funny? They're probably having the same conversations about Kyle Tucker that we are having about Imai. About let's make him hate it here so much that after next season he opts out.
Probably.
Because it's 2 years under contract and then his opt-out kicks in.
Yeah.
But he ain't getting $60 million on the other side of that thing.
Junkie, I got the Texas Triple. Also, it came with fries and a shake. Sounds pretty good right now. Cowboys win the division, cash or trash?
I'm trash. Sorry,
I'm
AJ.
Trash it, too. Do you have the Cowboys winning the division, AJ?
Yes. You have the Eagles winning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gerard Johnson's there. He's going to get the most out of Jalen Hurts. We're on the clock.
Okay.
We're on the clock. This is the one we've been drafting the most. Quarterbacks are Allen and Dak. Our running backs are Derrick Henry, Jadarian Price, Chuba Hubbard, Marshawn Lloyd, Dylan Sampson. Six receivers, we have CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson, Wendell Robinson, Jaden Higgins, he got hurt today, DeJuan Stribling, and Cyrus Allen. And then our tight ends are Tyler Warren and Jake Ferguson.
Okay.
So in my mind, we need to draft a running back or receiver here. The highest rated running back on the board is Mike Washington. You got Brian Robinson and Ray Davis. The receivers, this is what we were talking about earlier, Malik Washington, Isaac Tesla, Caleb Douglas. And then you have, like, Zachariah Branch, Calvin Ridley, Malachi Fields. I think that we should decide between Caleb Douglas and Mike Washington. I prefer Mike Washington here.
B-Mac, you're watching a movie. You don't get a vote. Mike Washington.
Upside running back in the 16th, and then we can go receiver, and
yep.
Probably get Keon Coleman to pair with Josh Allen?
Yep.
All right, cool. Mike Washington is the pick. Oh, so close to clicking Malik Washington. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Trey Mancini. He announced his retirement. Who are your favorite random Houston athletes? You can't pick your stars here. You just pick random dudes. Might have been here for a short period of time, but you love them for no reason. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
St. Arnold, the beer for everyone. Their beer garden is a place for everyone. And for private events, they've got a space for everyone. I was over at the beer hall today checking it out for our listener appreciation party. We'll have tickets given away those later in the show. You have up to 300 people there in the beer hall. And the investors pub that they've got there as well, 20 to 100 people. So they've got events for any size party you want to have. It could be a holiday party, wedding, whatever you want to do. Corporate events you can have there at St. Arnold. They've got that space for you. Full in-house catering menu prepared by the St. Arnold chef, from appetizer table to a full-on feast. Of course, the beer for every one of your events as well. It's the freshest St. Arnold beer in the world, straight from the source. They also have wine, cider, and root beer. Book your event now, especially those holiday parties, to get prime dates, whether it's a daytime rental or evening event, weekday or weekend. And since you're a listener of this fine station, mention ESPN or my name, Joe George, and receive a free full-hour bar package for your event. That's a free full-hour bar package for your event when you just say ESPN or Joe George. Get started at StArnold.com right now. Click on private events. That's StArnold.com. Click on private events.